We spoke about last week. We spoke about the union of Kedusha. I just want to be Mamshech Hashtikel. The Mechilta in the Pasuk Vayisim Niskula Mikol Ha'amim Kili Kol Ha'aretz. Rabbeinu Shlalem, before he gave Kabbalah Satera, before he gave Torah, he told Moshe Rabbeinu there's two Tanoim that a Yid has to have before he's Mekabel Torah. V'atem Tiyah Mamleches Koyanim V'goy Kodesh. Mamleches Koyanim is a princely nation. V'goy Kodesh is the Mechilta. The Lashon of the Mechilta is Vayisim Li Sgula Shetiyah Knuyim Li V'oiskim Batayra. You should be Knuyim Li. The Kilo that Ribbono Shel Olam has a kinyan in Klal Yisrael. How? By being Oiskim Batayra. How is Klal Yisrael going to be Knuyim to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How is Kilo Kavayochel we're going to buy the Ribbono Shel Olam, or we're bought by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Is V'oiskim Batayra. V'loi Tiyah Oiskim B'dvarim Acherim. You shouldn't be Oisik in other things. Now the Shaili is, what is the literal translation of Oisik? What does Oisik mean? In the bracha of Lasik B'divrei Torah is the Chavetz Chaim. There's a famous mice of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim, when the Mishnah Berurah arrived, so the Chavetz Chaim was busy packing. He spent a lot of the time packing it himself. He used to go through every Mishnah Berurah to make sure that there was no mistakes in the print. And he turned around to either his son or one of the Bnei Bais, and he said, today was a Shverah Tog. Today was a Shverah Tog. I didn't manage to learn too much because I was busy taking care of the Mishnah Berurah. He said, but Yosef says, Lasik B'divrei Torah. Lasik means Maloshon Asik, from a business. He says, in business, there's the Choshev things that you have to take care of. But there's also what they call the small writing that you have to take care of in a business deal. There's mundane things that have to be taken care of that the business should run. He says, calls a man that my ASIC is within Torah, whether it's learning or around Torah, l'chalapachas, that's a nechoma to me. ASIC means it's your business. Loiti asukim b'dvarim achelim doesn't mean that you can't be involved in other things. Loiti asukim b'dvarim achelim means that the business, oiskim b'Torah, means that the business, what is your business? Your business is Torah. I have to take care of a lot of other things. That could be you have to go to business and make panosa. But where is my mindset? My mindset, what's choshev by me is oiskim b'Torah. Doesn't mean that you can't be involved in other things. You can be involved, but it's not your Asik. The Chovis Halvovis, when he says in Shah Cheshvan HaNefesh, he wants to come along and he's got 30 different cheshbonis where a person should make. So Chovis Halvovis says, how do I know if I'm a Ben Olam Habo or Ben Olam Hazeh? So he says, it's a Mordechai Loshon. Kva Oma Echad Min HaChachamim Kasher Lo Yischabru B'Kli Echad Hamayim Ve'Eish. The same way as fire and water doesn't go together in one vessel, in one cup, so also it's not possible in the lev, in the heart of somebody who's maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in Torah Misinai, it's not possible that it should become together avas olam hazeh va'avas olam haba. The ava of olam hazeh and avas olam haba, when we have both together, it's like fire and water in the same cup. And the same way as a cup can't have fire and water together, so you also can't have a person, he says, believe her maimin, somebody who's taken maimin and told him in Asher maim, Abba Salem hasn't, Abba Salem haba. Because it's a stira one to the other. This is one moshul. Then he brings down another moshul. Ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam haba k'shtei soris. The tzara is, the aloha of the tzara is that if somebody, before Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, a person could marry two women. One woman against the other was considered a tzara to the second one, because each one didn't feel comfortable because there's somebody else who's taking over the husband's attention. So it's in the Gemara Lashon, it's called a tzara. Va'omru, he says, Ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam haba k'shtei tzaris. Ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam haba is a stira, it's like two tzaras. Kasha tirtzo ha'echos, taktzif ha'shenis. When you want one, the other one will go down. When you want one, the other one will get upset. It's not going to go together. So Matisyo has a shayla. What did the Chovetz Chavos bring down two mashalim for? One mashal is enough. Fire and water is a good enough mashal to explain that the same way as Avos Eilam Hazen and Avos Eilam Haba doesn't go together. What do you need two mashalim for? She says a Meridik Avot. He says Mayim and Esh can't be in one vessel. One will put out the other. Either the water is going to be stronger, or the fire will be stronger. The fire is stronger, the water will disintegrate. If the water is stronger, the fire will go out. Says the Chovetz Chavos, in one kli, you can't have both things. You can't have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba in one person. Either you've got a Shaychus to Avos Olam Hazeh, and therefore Olam Haba gets extinguished. Or Olam Haba, and Olam Hazeh gets it. He says, but I might come along and say, that's called Zman is two Kalim. But if I have two Kalim, one of fire and one of water, I have two separate entities, I have times of the day where there's Avos Olam Hazeh, or I have different times of the year where now it is Avos Olam Haba, take a middle of a Zman, so you're more connected to Olam Haba Dike and Yonim. But when it comes to Bein HaZmanim, I become Avos Olam Hazeh. So I might say it works. Now there's time to chill out. Now it's time to pshat is, I've got to take it easy. And therefore the Avos Olam Hazeh comes in. Says the Chovetz Chavos, now I bring you a second mashal, like Sora Zu Lazu. That one will get extinct. One's going to be a problem with the other. They're not going to get along together. It's not going to work. What the Chovetz Chavos is saying, it's not pshat that I can't enjoy Olam Hazeh. It's not pshat that I can't have hanor from Olam Hazeh. But when my mindset is an Avos Olam Hazeh, it's not shayach to have Avos Olam Haba. And kol zman I have an Avos Olam Hazeh, the Olam Haba dika part of me is going to be extinguished slowly. Asukim b'Torah doesn't always mean that I'm 24/7 learning Torah. Asukim b'Torah means pshat is my mindset is an Avos Olam Haba. That is my main business. That is my main focus. I can be involved in other things. Asukim b'dvarim acherim. I'm involved in other things, but it's not my asuk. There's a Meridika tshuva from the Moshe Feinstein, which I want to go through with you about this inyan. Which I hold, if you learn it inside, it's half of a fella. If you look on the second column, Vehine. This is a tshuva that Moshe wrote. Vehine b'medina senu, in our Medina of America, miroiv habrocha, shenosan hakashem yisbarach, from such brocha that the Ribbono shel Olam gave to America, that it's a Medina that has such hashpa shefa of money. Yesh rotzen v'taiva gedela lanos olam hazeh. There's a meridika rotzen and a taiva to enjoy olam hazeh. B'chol atanugim, all kinds of different ideas of enjoyment. Shekoyin lezeh, take a look at the Lashon of Moshe, good time. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Shekoyin lezeh, good time. Today, if Rav Moshe was writing the tshuva, he'd probably write Shekoyin lezeh, chilling out. But in those days, actually, that vort of chilling out wasn't so common. In those days, of chat, I want to have a good time. But this, it's the same gather, chilling out and good time. It's pshat is there's a murdika rotzen and taiva for hanoas elam hazeh. Shegam zeh dova hamakalkil es ha'odom mo'oid. This is something that's makalkil, that spoils the person. Shemaragil es yitzroi. He makes his yitzahara used to lis avois ledvorim shein serich b'hem. He gets used to having things which b'etzim he doesn't need. Umashchis es midoisov. And here Moshe is Moshev, it gives a hashchosa in midas. Ad shenepach l'chayaro. Until he becomes a chayaro. It's a toshet. There's a chilling out. And then there's a getting high. And then there's a mashchis es midoisov. And then there's a nepach l'chayaro. Right? Where I'm poshet. A chayaro. Umidchila mevakish l'tayvoisov. L'chatchila he starts asking for his tayvos. Eze dova heta maruma. He tricks himself into something dova heta. You know what? Tonight I've got to chill out. It's been asmanim. I've had a long week. I've been learning so hard. Ukashi efsha lo yimona af be'isa. And if it, when it's not possible, he'll be even be'isa. He'll alchila haftik myself. You know, he'll make righteous his ways even though he's being over an isa. He'll be over. You know what? I need it. Nase gam le koifa chas v'shalom. He becomes a koifa chas v'shalom. Now koifa over here, pashtos, because he brings down the next gemara of the Yisrael avedazola lahate arayus. There's a gemara that says Klal Yisrael was only mata avedazora in order to come onto arayus. Pshat is, you can have a million excuses. Even v'shas when it's a issa, you'll come up with an excuse. You know, I'm different. I need it for Parnosa, Mishkeferlach. There are a bunch of losers that are sitting around the table. They're willing to give away their money anyway. Punkt. It happens to be I'm not involved in the Yeshuva Shel Olam. There's nothing wrong with sitting around the table, Vimazokt. Vatereik pida mo'oid al kach be'ika b'chinach ha'yelodim. And the Torah was marked on this tremendously dafke by the chinuch of children. Shall ribi taiva the heter on the extra taiva of which is mutter. We're not talking about issa over here. The ben soira meira was no, there's no issa. What's big deal? He took a tartima bossi, took a bit of meat, and he had a bottle of wine. Big deal. And it was mutter. There's nothing wrong with it. Chayvosa Torah. The Torah held he was chayiv misa, mishum shezeh yovi oisu lipsef liyeh listim, because at the end this will bring him to become a listim, to become a ganav v'ratzeach, v'gam koifa b'chol ha-Torah. Meridik aloshu for Ramosha. There's nothing wrong. Big deal. We sit around the Thursday night and we have a drink, a few drinks together. Lipsef machshcha says, midoisa says Ramosha, ad shenepach l'chaya ro. The gamal zet sichem amoyim lashkiach lamed etalmidim. Eich lisnaik uledabe imom. How to behave and how to take care bignus bale taiva ubishvach hanom imaisim tovim. And then he goes through a whole shtickle. This is if you want to take a look at it. He's mazbe. Why the Ribbono Shel Olam gives tremendous ashirus to people? Why he gives tremendous hashpah of food? Even though be'etzem a person doesn't need it, it's not the malet havosov, it's be'ikah to make life easier, that he'll be able to do more Torah and ma'isim tovim. Avodos is klo. We mean the naseinu, take a look. Miroiv ha'brocha. The Rebbe Shalom gave us a brocha. Yesh rotzim v'tayve gedoyle l'anos o'ilam hazeh. Shekoyin is a good time. Hesus pshat is azeh. When the mindset is that this is a good chill, When the mindset is to have a good time, das ist pshat avas elam haze, which is a stirut avas elam haba, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's pshat asukim ba'olam haze. When it becomes a whole avodah zarah, how am I going to have a good chill? Or how am I going to go about it? And how it's going to be gishmak? And how we're going to do it? And we have to order it. And it becomes a gansa, a gansa. Then a pshat is, that's called asukim ba'divrei olam haze. That's called pshat, it's mekalkelis ha'odom. Shemagel is yitzro le'taivas devorim. Mashchis es mitoisov. I always have a pella sometimes that amol you see a different bochel sometimes after a few bottles, or even before the few bottles. If it doesn't go my way, everything is mutter. Everything is mutter. If we don't get it back, everything is mutter. What's pshat? What happened to your midas? Ad shenepach l'chaya ro, says Rav Moshe. And the chatchilo, is it over hetem meruma? What's the over hetem meruma? It's cheaper. We've been learning in yeshiva a whole week. We're not going to Ben Yehuda. We're doing it in the yeshiva. Ukeshi yevsha, lo yimona af be'isa. Asher lahatzik ma'isa gam nesen nasa gam lekoifa. This is pshat. Avas olam haze, shekoyim lezeh good time. The kernel is there, chill out, whatever you want to call it. Call it whatever you want. But when a bocher is a rangaton in avas elam hazeh, it doesn't say that you can't enjoy elam hazeh. The Moshe says, claw. Okay, the hashpah is there to be used, but to be used in the right way. But when it's asukim, when it becomes an asik, when it becomes a business, and it takes over your mindset, just like fire and water don't go in one kli, Ava Salem Haze and Ava Salem Haba don't work. The Shaila. The Shaila of Kedusha, Tahara, Limud HaTorah. How is it possible? Yeah, we understand Chazal. We understand the Isurim involved. What do I change? How do I change it? Where's the beginning of my Avoida? I mean, I'm not holding by the Madrega of not going on a bus. I'm not holding by the Madrega of taking off my glasses in the street. I'm not holding by the Madrega of not going to Gula on Friday afternoon. I'm not holding there. I'm not holding by not drinking. Call me in it. Everybody lefi their madrega. Where's the turning point? What's going to turn me around to make me into the ben Torah that I want to be? And where's it going to show up that in 5 years' time I'm going to be the same mushkes that I was when I walked into the yeshiva? It could be I might know how to learn a bit better. Or be the zelba mushkes. This is the nekuda. Ava seilam hazeh to ava seilam hazeh. Whether the asik, asukim b'teira, doesn't mean that I have to be 24/7. Asukim b'teira means that my mindset is that there's such a thing as olam haba, and my ikka avo is the derech shel olam haba. That doesn't mean on the way I can't have olam hazeh. Olam hazeh was given, and the shefa was given in order that it should help me to teira. But when my mindset is that there's an avas olam hazeh there. When my mindset is that it comes to a ben azmanim, or it comes to a weekend, or it comes to going away for a Shabbos, and the whole Shabbos is around avas olam hazeh, where I can get my good time a better time, where the ben azmanim turns into an avas olam hazeh, even when you're in the yeshiva during a zman, you'll not turn around. You might know how to learn a bit better. You might become what we call intellectually a bigger Talmudical scholar. About a Talmud Chochem, a Ben Torah. The dream that Yitaka want to be without giving it up, not going to happen. And you'll see nothing changes. You can be 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, and you'll look back and you'll say, Ich bin noch derselbe Yeshiva Bacher that I was. Nothing changed. My Hanois might have grown up. I might have matured in my Hanois. I might have matured in how to cover it up. But I'm still the same person. I'm still the same person. Nothing changed. The Nakuda, what's going to change is my mindset. The same way as fire and water doesn't go in one keli, so Avos Olam Hazeh with Avos Olam Haba doesn't go together. And Kol Zman, my mindset is that I'm out there to have a good time, and it's going to be Mashchis Yom Bittus, and you're going to come up with excuses, Kenegad HaTorah, to be Matarit. Nothing's going to work. But the minute my mindset changes, and Pshat is, my focus is, Ich bin HaBen Olam Haba. How do I make it? So I need some Olam Hazeh to help me. My asset, my business, is Torah. Then I can be involved in other things. I can go to business. I can go do a lot of other things during the day. But my focus is the Avas Olam Haba. Then I'll make it. Then the Torah that I learned during a Zman will be a Shmira for Bein Azmanim. Then the Torah that I learned during the week will be a Shmira for Friday, Shabbos. Then they'll have an Ashbar. If a Bocha can walk through a week, I always had this Shaila, a Bocha learns Gevaldik for 4 days, 5 days, and he doesn't have a conscience how he can go through 2 days without opening up a Gemara or Chumash or Mavis Sedra, Epes Vos, and like it's, I'm a 4 day a weeker, 5 day a weeker, is Pshat, the 4 days were not Torah. The 5 days weren't Torah. Nobody's telling you to learn Bahasvada Gedela on a Friday. Nobody's telling you to learn Bahasvada Gedela on a Shabbos. Oh, but to go through a whole Shabbos Kodesh, to go through a whole Friday, that my focus on a Friday Shabbos is Thursday night, I'm already out of this place. Friday morning davening is not Negea. I've got to spend at least 3 hours in Geula, because the yeshiva food stinks, therefore I've got to buy this and this store, and I've got to buy this and this store, and I've got to go here, and I've got to go there. It's Pshat, Ich bin ha'avos Olam Hazeh nikah. You want to know? You'll last a week, 2 weeks during the week, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, it's going to crash. Because it doesn't go together. The Shneim Tzoros Zu L'Zu. It's not going to go together. It'll crash. You can even get through a Zman, but it's not going to hold on. It won't last. The Kedushas HaTorah is not there. When is Kedushas HaTorah going to have a hashpa on you? When your mindset is an Olam Havadikah mindset. Your mindset is Taka Lekivun, focused on Sha'ez Oiskim BaTorah. This is my Asik. In the Brachas HaTorah we ask the Harevno, make it sweeter. Sweeter can only be when it's lastik with Divrei Torah. You're not going to get a gishmak in learning when it's not your ethic. That's not going to happen. You might enjoy it intellectually, but can tell you the convention you're not going to be. And I can still go to Geula and buy it, but I'm buying it in a different Nakuda. I'm buying it even though I come back on time. I can knock in an hour. There's no reason why a Bocha can't throw in an hour or two of Chazorah on a Friday. I have to be 3 hours, 4 hours over there. I've got to buy my brown papitas, my blue papitas, my green papitas. It's got to be different. Nothing wrong with buying it. The shaila is, where's your mindset? The first step towards a bocha becoming taka the ben Torah, that the Torah says that kedusha and tahara v'yisem kadeshim ki kodesh ani, is asukim b'Torah, when the mindset is avos olam hazeh, olam haba.